Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into In Praise of Slowness by Carl Honoré, a thought-provoking exploration into the fast-paced world that engulfs us. This book serves as both a critique and a life-changing alternative to the speed-obsessed culture that dominates our daily lives, negatively impacting our health, productivity, and overall well-being. Authored by Carl Honoré, an award-winning journalist, TED speaker, and author with notable contributions to major publications such as The Economist, The Houston Chronicle, and The Miami Herald, this book is based on a solid foundation of research and personal insight. With his expertise, Honoré not only diagnoses the issues stemming from our collective race against time, but also prescribes practical steps to reclaim our time, health, and sanity through the adoption of slowness. In Praise of Slowness is particularly resonate for ambitious parents who find themselves scheduling their children's lives down to the minute. Individuals who can't remember the last meal they didn't eat at their desk, and those who constantly feel the pressures of rushing from one task to another without a moment's pause. Through a blend of personal anecdote and professional study, Honoré illustrates how making a conscious effort to slow down can enrich our lives, improve our health, and deepen our connections with the people and activities that truly matter. Join us as we explore how to step off the treadmill of speed and embrace a more measured, meaningful approach to life with In Praise of Slowness. Whether you're looking to escape the relentless pressure of doing everything faster or seeking a path to a healthier, happier existence, this episode promises insights and strategies that can transform the rhythm of your life. In Praise of Slowness, Challenging the Cult of Speed. Introduction. Escape the tyranny of time. Join the slow movement. In every nook and corner of our increasingly fast-paced world, a quiet revolution is unfolding. Its epicenter might surprise you. It's not in bustling city squares or loud protest grounds, but in quaint places like the slow food restaurant that recently opened near your favorite bookstore. This is but a small indication of the rising tide of the slow movement, a global crusade championing a life less hurried. Dedicated and forward-thinking individuals are rallying behind this movement, advocating a collective foot on the brakes of our lives, dominated by the relentless ticking of the clock. Through this narrative, we'll embark on an exploration of how this seemingly understated revolution is reshaping the fabric of society. But more importantly, we're diving into the treasure trove of benefits slowing down bestows upon us. Prepare to uncover the virtues of decelerated thought processes, the newfound seriousness enveloping our leisure time, and an intriguing twist, how embracing slowness can significantly enhance your sex life. These revelations will not only challenge the status quo of our speed-obsessed culture, but also invite you to contemplate a path less traveled, potentially richer and infinitely more fulfilling. Part 1. From Measuring Time to Being Measured by It. How We Became Prisoners of the Clock. Imagine the very first moments of your day. Before the world outside beckons, before the warmth of sunlight touches your skin, what's the very first thing you do? If you're like most, you don't reach out to pet your cat or draw the curtains to greet the dawn. Instead, you find yourself reaching for the clock, enslaved by the need to know the time. This obsession with time is not a modern affliction. Even in the Ice Age, hunters keenly observed the moon, marking the days with notches on sticks and bones. The great civilizations of yore, from the Egyptians to the Chinese, meticulously charted the passage of time, introducing calendars that segmented years, months, and days. The concept of chopping time further into hours can trace its origins back to an Egyptian sundial from 1500 BC, setting the stage for humanity's complex relationship with time. However, a seismic shift occurred with the dawn of the Industrial Revolution. Previously, the rhythm of life and labor was dictated by the natural pace of human and animal capability. But as machines entered the fray, they shattered these biological speed limits, compelling us to match their relentless pace. Our lives became regimented by schedules, transforming us into unwitting captives of the clock's hands. In response to this acceleration of everyday life, a resolute faction has begun to challenge the dominion of this temporal tyranny by aligning themselves with the slow movement. This global coalition seeks to emancipate us from the oppressive clutch of clock and calendar. This sentiment of rebellion against mechanized monotony is vividly captured in Chaplin's Modern Times, where the frenetic pace of assembly lines dehumanizes workers, reducing them to mere cogs within a vast, unfeeling machine. It's an evocative portrayal that resonates even today, prompting a growing number of individuals to explore a more deliberate and measured approach to life. To foster this conversation and further explore the virtues of deceleration, the Society of the Deceleration of Time assembles yearly every October in Wagrain. They gather not just to reflect on the relentless hastening of our lives, but to find meaningful ways to reclaim time on our terms. But you might wonder, what's the real cost of living life in the fast lane? Let's delve deeper and discover why a growing number of people are advocating for a shift towards a slower, more intentional way of life. Part 2, Rediscovering the Art of Slow, Savoring Meals and Thoughts Alike. As the world around us moves at an ever-increasing pace, we seem to have misplaced the simple joy of living and eating deliberately. In our quest to keep up, even the sacred ritual of sharing a meal has been compromised, morphing from a communal source of nourishment and connection into just another task to rush through. In the whirlwind of today's lifestyle, convenience dictates our food choices, pushing us towards meals that are quick to prepare, easy to consume, and often detrimental to our health. The result? Increasing obesity rates, driven by processed foods laden with unhealthy fats and sugars, and exacerbated by our habit of eating too swiftly for our bodies to signal when they've had enough. Yet, this trend is not beyond reversal. The slow food movement stands as a beacon of hope, championing the return to homegrown and home-cooked meals savored in good company. Embracing the slow cuisine philosophy offers more than just nutritional benefits. It's akin to a meditative practice, allowing us to find calm and pleasure in the art of cooking and eating. But the influence of society's hastiness doesn't end with our eating habits. It extends to our thought processes as well. The pressure to keep pace prompts a rapidity in our thinking, but the benefits of slowing down extend to the mind as well. Within the realms of cognition, experts identify two primary modes of thought: the analytical, logical fast thinking, and the intuitive, imaginative, slow thinking. Despite the premium placed on speed, research underscores the value of slow thinking, linking it to reduced stress levels and heightened creativity. So, how does one cultivate this art of slow thinking? Meditation emerges as a powerful tool in this endeavor. By merely finding a quiet spot, closing your eyes, and directing your focus towards your breathing, you can introduce your mind to the tranquility of slowness. This practice doesn't just carve out a sanctuary of calm in a frenetic world. It nurtures our inherent creativity and intuition, reaffirming the profound benefits of slowing down in every aspect of life. Part 3, The Rush of Urban Life: How Speed Diminishes Our Health, Community, and Learning. In the relentless hustle of city life, we've become strangers to the natural cadences that once guided our ancestors. The urban sprawl, with its never-ending buzz and blinding lights, not only disrupts our sleep, but also influences some of the most critical aspects of our lives: healthcare, community, and education. Urban living, with its densely populated streets and a dizzying array of choices, pressures us to move faster, often at the expense of meaningful connections. A startling illustration of this detachment is found in the UK, where a quarter of the population admits to being on unfamiliar terms with their neighbours, a a clear sign of the growing distances between us despite physical proximity, the realm of healthcare, too, falls victim to the cult of speed. In an era that equates speed with efficiency, the average doctor's appointment lasts a mere 6 minutes, fostering a climate where symptoms are swiftly addressed while root causes go unexplored. This rush-to-fix approach overlooks the essential holistic understanding of health, focusing instead on quick fixes rather than preventative care and patient well-being. Education is another domain where the emphasis on speed has permeated, molding our children's learning experiences. In a society that glorifies rapid achievement, parents and educators push for faster learning, inadvertently sowing the seeds of stress and anxiety among the youngest members of our communities. Students, some as young as 5, report stress-induced symptoms, pointing to a profound misalignment between the educational system's objectives and the natural developmental pace of children. Amidst this whirlwind of haste, the slow movement emerges as an emblem of resistance and reformation. The town of Bra in Italy exemplifies this shift, curating an environment that prioritizes well-being over speed. Their manifesto for slow cities advocates for measures like traffic reduction, expansion of pedestrian zones, and the enrichment of green spaces, all aimed at reclaiming a sense of community and tranquility in urban settings. Moreover, a growing disillusionment with conventional medicine's hurried approach has led many to seek solace in complementary and alternative therapies. These practices emphasize the importance of patient-provider dialogue, ensuring that treatments resonate more deeply with the holistic needs and narratives of the individuals they serve. In the realm of education, some progressive schools are adopting methodologies that honor the intrinsic pacing of learning. Finland stands out as a pioneer in this respect, embracing a slow education model that allows students to engage deeply with subjects, cultivating not just knowledge but a profound love of learning. These emerging paradigms offer a hopeful vista, a world where the quality of our interactions, the depth of our understanding, and the richness of our communities are not sacrificed at the altar of speed. They invite us to imagine a future where we navigate life's complexities with thoughtful deliberation rather than relentless haste. Part 4. Slowing down. The key to rediscovering life's simple pleasures. In a world that never stops moving, we often find ourselves swept up in the currents of our own relentless schedules, forgetting the simple joys that once painted our days with happiness. The demands of a life lived in the fast lane have transformed even our sources of joy into challenges to be managed, leaving us trapped in a cycle of endlessly chasing our tails, working tirelessly to pay the bills, only to realize we've forgotten how to truly live. The statistics are startling. The average American works 350 hours more each year than their European counterparts, claiming the dubious honor of the longest working hours among industrialized nations, even outpacing Japan. This overwork leaves us grasping at the remnants of our free time, which feels too precious to waste. Consequently, planning how to spend our leisure time becomes yet another source of stress, plagued by the paradox of choice in our overabundant world. An unfortunate casualty of this high-speed lifestyle is intimacy. In bedrooms across America, sex has been stripped of its sensuality, reduced to just another task to check off in the most efficient manner possible. The fallout: an alarming 40% of American women experience diminishing sexual desire and pleasure. But hope flickers on the horizon. A counter-movement is rising, with individuals pushing back against the relentless push for productivity. They challenge the long-held belief in the necessity of grueling work hours, opting instead to embrace life's slower rhythms. This shift is most visible among Japan's youth, many of whom are choosing part-time work to reclaim their time and their lives. The resurgence of slow living is breathing new life into activities like gardening, music, and knitting, pursuits that allow for contemplation and joy in the doing rather than the outcome. Even the realm of intimacy is experiencing a renaissance, with couples exploring tantric techniques to transform their sexual experiences into slow, meaningful engagements that prioritize connection over climax. The secret to enhancing the quality of life, it turns out, is no secret at all. Simply slow down. Integrating slowness into our daily routines doesn't just alleviate stress. It invites us to reconnect with the richness of life, one moment at a time. Final summary. In the relentless rush of modern existence, where every second is accounted for and every minute must be productive, we've lost touch with the inherent value of simply being. This perpetual state of hurry not only disconnects us from our natural cadences, but also robs us of the joy found in leisure and the depth possible in fully engaging with our actions. Yet amidst this frantic pace of life, a transformative ethos arises, the slow movement. This global movement advocates for a radical shift in perspective, prioritizing quality over speed, presence over multitasking, and connection over efficiency. It's not merely about doing things at a leisurely pace, but about rediscovering the richness of life when we allow ourselves to live in harmony with our natural rhythms. The slow movement beckons us to a life where we can breathe deeply, appreciate fully, and engage meaningfully, offering a powerful antidote to the anxieties that plague our fast-paced lives. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.